Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joel Abava is our guest, our good friend, longtime, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Become a Franchise Owner, the purveyor of the outstanding new university, franchisebusinessuniversity.com. You need to go check that out, folks. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Joel, thanks again for being here. What, Joel, as you look out across the landscape, as you survey the economy and all the things associated there and overlay the franchise sector on that, what do you see?
I think that franchising is doing pretty good as an industry. I know that I'm pretty busy. There are a lot of people around looking. At opportunities. I am finding something interesting. I was reading a report about how franchisors are getting to market, how they're getting their message out.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the statistics I just saw, I think it's maybe almost half of the franchisors do not have their websites and their materials set for mobile viewing. And that
oh,
is really, really, really
big
frightening.
Big mistake. That's a total relevance fail there.
Oh yeah, that's how people are finding stuff. We're sitting there watching TV and we're playing with our smartphones and we're Googling stuff and hitting stuff on Bing and trying to get information on our phones. And if the websites and the marketing materials don't look right, we're going to the next site. We're clicking away. So
there's a story.
You know, not just for franchising; it's for everybody.
It's for everybody. What I've said, Joel, as you know, in my book, there's a whole chapter on mobile, and I tell people that. Mobile wasn't any part of your past,
no.
but it's going to dominate your future, and your future is today.
Yeah, big time.
There's a story. There's a story in that chapter where I describe how a woman shows up to a place and she uses mobile. And anyway, I won't go into the whole story, but my point is that's the story that when people tell me about reading my book, that's the story they talk about more than almost any other story. That hit them between the eyes when it shows how if you're not mobile, if you don't have a mobile conversion, if your website doesn't convert to mobile to the small screen, it doesn't matter if you got the best pizza, it doesn't matter if you got the lowest price, it doesn't matter how long you've been in business, you're irrelevant.
Oh, totally, and you know the attention span is down to a millisecond.
If people can't
view your materials online correctly on their smartphone, they're done. They'll go back to the search engine and look for
something. They'll buy from the company that does have that. That's more expensive and farther away and not as good at people as you are.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
They'll do it.
So it's frightening. It's frightening. And another thing in franchising that I'm seeing is franchisors are definitely starting to focus again back on veterans, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
Offering opportunities for veterans to get discounts on franchise fees, et cetera. And hopefully, in 2016, there will be more contests for veterans to possibly get in franchising for less money. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of the vets coming back, they don't have chubby bank accounts at all, so they need all
right.
the help they can get. And
right.
I've always been a supporter of vets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important.
Well, and there's capitalization out there. There's financing available to vets out there too. That can help them if they know how to get it, and know how to use it.
Yeah, there is, Jim, but it's still really frustrating because the banks in general still want the prospective franchise owners to have their own skin in the game.
Oh yeah,
and that makes it tough.
There's not good, but there's still there are other. It, but it's not. It's, again, Joel, it ain't easy, right? I mean, you know, this isn't fall off a log stuff, is it?
No,
you got to put a strategy together.
It's not easy, but you know what, Jim? To be blunt, if you don't have the money, you don't have the money. I mean, there's
no free money
out there, and that's it's very depressing.
Well, but still, Joel. I mean, here's the thing, and here's the irony of it. If you don't have the money, you have to be a stone cold entrepreneur to put the money together to become a franchisee.
You're right.
Right?
Right.
Long before you buy a franchise, you got to be an entrepreneur to put the money together.
Yeah, and a good salesperson.
Yeah, exactly. What else? One more thing before we go to a break.
You know, the healthy food trend is still going strong. I don't know if consumers are buying into the healthy food craze as much as maybe they used to, or if everyone is so darn time starved that they're just really going back to, well, if it's convenient, I'm buying it, and I'm not waiting in line. And I don't know, Jim. What do you
think? I think what's going to happen to healthy food, it's not going to be the healthy food's going to be the craze. It's going to be that everybody is going to absorb healthy food by all the providers providing more healthy food. I think healthy food is not going to be the fad. It's going to become the norm. I mean, I want to eat smarter. I mean, I'll eat a French fry and a biscuit if I get a chance. But still, you know, I'm watching what I put in my body in terms of a lot of stuff. So I think it's going to become more the norm. When we come back, I'm going to ask Joel about the millennials and franchising. I've got a good question for him, and we'll see if he can answer it. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away. I'll be right back. Never took this road before. Destination I know. Oh, oh,
oh. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.